you're in the wrong lane when you're in the car. I mean, especially up at Handy Cross, and you realize, oh, I'm in the wrong lane, and you try, and you're trying to get across, and nobody's letting you in. That's what it's like for us spiritually. You know, just adds more frustration and pain into our lives, and more chance of a really big spiritual accident. And yeah, this is a week of many things for me. Things that made me sad. Things that brought a bit of guilt for the wrong decision. Fears that I didn't protect the flock in the way I should have, and seeing the result of that again. It just made me realize that without Jesus, I'm nothing. Amen. A big fat zilch. Yep. Zero. But I am who I am because of Jesus in me. Christ before me and Christ behind me. And I so often try and work out, why is it that after 39 years of following Jesus, I still get into this place, even in ministry, where this like heaviness comes on me. And you know what I'm talking about? That heaviness, that weariness. It's like a tiredness that, it's not the kind of tired when you haven't had a good night's sleep. It's not the kind of tired when you've been in town all day shopping. It's a different kind of tired. It's a tired that's inside your soul, and you just can't shake it off. You just can't shake it off. So I want to take our time with what I'm talking about today. I want this really, really to hit home. And I really love your attention. Please, no distraction. You make sure your phones are on silent, please. Nobody jumping around. I don't mind you using the phone to take pictures of the slides. I'm fine with that. But I don't want you to miss this today, and this is why I'm saying this. Stay focused and soak it in. Be hungry for it. Let it settle into your soul today. Because this verse I'm going to speak about sounds very simple, but when we read this verse far too quickly, we don't get it. But we have to read it slowly, because if we want to live this verse out, then we have to read it slowly and we have to take it slow. And when we do that, we realize just how deep this verse goes into our hearts. Verse won't go into our hearts if it's entered through the ears and gone into the mind and we're spinning it around in our mind like it's a tumble dryer. We've got to get past the mind, thoughts, then the analyzing, and allow the tonic of God's word to go straight into our heart and bypass the mind and let it land there so that it grows some beautiful fruit. Here's the verse. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with some of your heart. Did I do something wrong there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Trust in the Lord. I'm checking you're awake already. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And you're fine to understand things on your own. No? Let me try again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In everything you do, be rebellious. No? In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make you walk off the edge of a cliff.
No?
No?
He will make your path straight.
I think I better try this one again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. You know, we can read that verse in just a few seconds, can't we? Especially if we read it like this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Boom, it's gone. Do you know what? It takes a lifetime to live this verse out. Because we naturally trust what we can explain. So I'm going to start right there, that we naturally trust what we can explain. Because we are wired to trust in the way that we see something. That if something makes sense, then okay, we feel very comfortable. But if we can map it out, even better, because then we can feel in control of it. Because we like clarity. We like to know what's the plan, what's the outcome, and how is this going to work? Or is that just me? And when we don't have those answers, then we start feeling very, very unsettled. We get a bit fidgety, don't we? Just go to the airport and watch when a flight is delayed. People get into like this, right? Like panic and flutter. You see the tension in them. And then they start biting at each other with their words and getting rude to the staff because they like to know when that plane is leaving. And we try to start figure out everything ourselves. We analyze and we overthink and we replay old conversations and we run different scenarios in our head. And the more that we do it, the more the pressure builds up. And the heavier the pressure becomes for us to carry. What did that verse say? Lean not. Lean not. Come and say it. Lean not. In other words, do not put your weight there. Because this phrase is important. Lean not on your own understanding. It doesn't say your understanding is useless, but it says don't rely on your own understanding. Don't put your full weight on something that was never designed to hold you. You know, our understanding is actually very limited. We don't see everything. We don't know everything. Well, most of us, some do. You don't have the full picture. You're making decisions based on just a little snapshot instead of the full picture. And in the meantime, while we're doing that, God is working from the whole story that He has mapped out for us. You see, where we lean in our lives will reveal what we trust. Where we lean in our lives will reveal what we trust. Think about it like this. If you lean on something physically, you're trusting it to support you. I'm doing it right now. I'm leaning on this block of wood here to hold me up, because I can see it and I can feel it. So spiritually, the question becomes this today: what are you leaning on? What are you leaning on right now? Is it your own logic? Your past experiences, your fears, other people's opinions? That was always a big one for me. Because whatever you lean on is what you are trusting to hold you up, to keep you standing. And if it's not strong enough, then you're going to feel unstable. A lot of people say, oh, I trust God. You know, we all know the church language, don't we? You know, what to say when we're at church? Oh, I trust God. My faith is strong. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I trust God so much. But real trust shows up where you place your weight. It shows up in the decisions that we make. It shows up when things don't make sense to us. It shows up when we're choosing between what feels logical and what God is leading you toward. They don't always match. There's always a conflict there. Then it says, and this is where it gets very challenging, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let's get that wording right there. Trust in the Lord with
all your heart.
All your heart. Not partially, not when it's convenient to do so, not when it makes sense to do that, but all. Because partial trust still keeps control in your hands. It says, God, I trust you, but I've got a backup plan instead. Or we say we trust God and we run ahead and we try and do it our way, and then when that fails epically, then we go and we say, God, I trust you. The message that I've got for you today is God is saying, give me the whole thing. Give everything to me. A 100% surrender. You see, when we control things, it feels very safe, doesn't it? But yet it is also very limited. If you're in control, you feel like you can manage the outcomes. But here's the truth. You're only in control of what you can see and what you can't see. That's the problem, isn't it? Because what you can see is very limited. So control will give you a sense of safety, but it's actually restricting you to a very small view of what is actually possible. This verse here isn't just about big decisions. It says, in all your ways, in all your ways. You know what that means? It means how you respond to people, how you handle pressure, the choices that you make day to day, the attitudes that you carry. So trust isn't something, it's not a switch that we just switch on occasionally when it suits us. But it's something that we have to live out consistently. In all your ways, submit to Him. Oh, this is becoming hard. It's very uncomfortable, isn't it? Do you know what? It's not about losing yourself, but it's about aligning yourself with God. It's saying, God, I'm choosing your direction over my direction. Even when it's not clear yet, even when it's going to stretch me. You know, when we align ourselves in that way, it always leads to clarity. clarity. This is where most people get stuck. You see, you want the full clarity and then you want to move for God. But this verse totally flips that. Because it's trust and then direction. That you don't always get the picture, the full picture up front. You get the next step and then the next. And then it goes on to say in that verse, He will make your paths straight. That actually means He'll make your path straight. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have any problems, that there aren't going to be any life detours, that there aren't going to be any challenges, but it means that God will direct your path. And He will remove the unnecessary confusion. And He will guide you in a way that leads you where you're meant to go. Not always quickly, but always accurately. You see, the pressure that we have to figure everything out on our own, it doesn't come from God. It's not from God. That's our pressure. And some of you are carrying pressures right now. I'm carrying pressures right now. The pressure to make the perfect decision. The pressure to avoid every mistake. The pressure to get everything right. And I find that just totally exhausting. Because you feel like if you get it wrong, then everything is going to fall apart in your life. But that pressure, that's not from God, huh? God isn't asking you to have all the answers. He's asking you to trust Him with the process. So what does this actually look for us today in real life? Real life. It looks like pausing before reacting. Bringing decisions to God instead of rushing them. Letting go of the need to control every single outcome. And taking steps even when you fully don't understand. It's not that dramatic, you know. It's actually very steady. You want peace, then you need to trust and not control. You won't find peace by trying to figure everything out yourself, because there will always be something unknown in the equation. But peace comes from knowing that I'm not holding this by myself, and that's what trust does. It lifts the weight that this verse today isn't just me giving you advice, but it's an invitation to stop carrying what you were never meant to carry, to stop relying on what was never enough, and to start trusting Jesus. Who sees what you can't. So I want you to hear this clearly. Yeah. Stop leaning on what you understand like it's the final word. Because it's not. And shift your weight back into God. Back onto His voice. Back onto His direction for your life. And the big decisions and the small ones. In fact, in everything. Because when you do, you won't have to force the path that you're walking. You won't have to figure every detail out of your life. Because He has promised He will lead you. Step by step. Moment by moment. And even when it doesn't make any sense at first, and you'll look back and you will realize that He knew exactly what he was doing all along. One to ten, where's your trust in Jesus today? Ten, hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. Now, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to walk out of the service today and within 20 minutes you're going to be trying to think, or you're going to start analyzing this verse that I've spoken about. Because that's the devil. He'll come and he'll try and rob you. He doesn't want us to trust God. You might even think, oh, don't listen to that pastor. He's just a cakeaholic. We're never going to always get it right. But that's no excuse to not to keep trying. So we try that this week. Try that this week. You've all things you're worried about, haven't you? Am I right? Well, now you know what you need to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Do you want to stand up? Maybe just declare this with you. You can repeat this with me. I will trust in the Lord, with all of my heart. And I will not lean on my own understanding. I will submit to Him in all my ways. And He will make my paths straight. Amen. We're going to sing the final song.